This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
checking in. Did you just cut my mic?
On your good vibes. I don't know what time. I'm sorry. All right, we got a lot of people texting in this morning. We appreciate that. 40 for the high today. Are the vibes up? Tell us why. 585-252-9800 is the phone number. You want to start with your good vibes this morning? I think we should do that.
Sure.
All right, go ahead, Breeze.
Vibes are sky high. A couple more days till Christmas break.
That's right.
Obsessed. Also very excited for our 2-year anniversary party show vibe. So let's do a little peek behind the curtain here. January 3rd was the first day we ever did this show together 2 years ago, 2023.
That's right.
And it was a day for sure. It was a morning for sure. And we figure, why not celebrate how far we've come and all the accomplishments and accolades that we've achieved over the course of the last 2 years?
Right.
By celebrating. And what we want to do is throw a little party. We're looking for, like, I don't know,
four to five
listeners.
That's right.
To come in, kind of hang out with us for the morning, see what we do. Be on air with us.
Be on air.
We have prizes. We have a lot of swag.
There's going to be food.
Breakfast pizza. There's going to be
coffee, drinks. Breezy bought
donuts.
A mini fridge for the studio.
I did.
It's right below me under the console here.
And that's stocked.
And that's going to be stocked with plenty of beverages.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care that it's going to be 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. It's happy hour here. It's going to be on a Friday.
Yep.
So if you are interested in coming in and sitting in with us on Friday, January 3rd for our 2-year anniversary show, hit us up.
Text us or call us, 585-252-9800. We want to tell you now because it's a couple weeks away and I know people need to make arrangements and either take off work or go in early or whatever the case may be. That's the beauty of this show is we're pretty much done by the time you even get into work. So,
hey, does anyone want to come and hang out with us?
Not us begging for listeners to come vibe with us. Right. Right. Yeah, there's... The text line's dry. No one's here. No one's saying they want to come. Nico and Steve-O, where are you at? Good morning. Happy Wednesday. I hope your day was...
We're getting paid no matter what.
Yeah, no, literally. So, I mean, I'm eating breakfast pizza regardless, so thank you guys so much. Good morning and happy Wednesday. I hope you have an amazing day. That's from George.
Oh, what's up, George? Thanks for tuning in.
George is our newer
new listener.
Yeah,
he just moved here from Georgia.
No. He just got a new job and his commute time changed, but so close. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are really good today. Friday's creeping up on us. I have a lot of great plans this week. So Friday night, I'm hanging out with the guys. We got a nice dinner. We do the holiday dinner every year. Sunday, my boy Raph is coming in from LA. I'm going to be hanging in with him and some friends. And then I have to start rapping. I actually had to make a Target run yesterday to go buy wrapping paper.
When are we doing our gift exchange?
Once again, for the third time, Friday.
What if it's not here? Oh my God. I was going to get you something I saw on TikTok and then I was like,
oh God, it'll never. My stuff came in yesterday.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I'm ready if you are.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it tomorrow.
Friday. Would you have been so pissed? Because I know you hate people who ruin surprises. I was like, you know what would be so hateful right now? If I just took a picture of her gift and sent it to her.
I would have been so mad. So stupid. Okay. Good morning, guys. This is Sky. I would like to come hang out with you guys. It would be a late birthday present. My birthday's on Christmas Eve.
Hey.
Sky, come through. Amy from Sodas is also here. Hey, guys. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. All of our gifts are wrapped.
Oh, I love that. Amy doesn't mess around, man. She's ready to go. Birthdays, holidays, you name it. She's on it.
This person says, listen to you every morning, and I would love to join you for your anniversary show. Drop your name. Drop your handle. I don't know how we're going to pick.
We'll figure it out.
We should do a Moose and Breezy lookalike contest or something. I don't know. You know, they just did that Jason Kelce lookalike contest. Let's do that for us.
Yeah. Okay. It's not. I don't know how difficult that's going to be. It's probably going to be hard. I have a different. My fashion isn't like everyone else's.
Right.
You got to show a little ankle.
People's necks are just snapped from all the chains.
You got to show a little ankle.
Yeah. Got to show that ankle. Very seductive. But yeah, we're excited. And, it'll be a nice thing to look forward to once we get back from break, because we have one show and then the anniversary show.
That's 2.5 weeks away. So we'll get it done. Text us, send us your full name and your phone number, and then we'll send it upstairs to HR. So sounds so appealing.
They're like, oh, sounds fun.
All right, guys, we got to talk about this.
Poked and prodded before they come in.
Monroe County Sheriff's is saying to keep your eyes and ears open for a white pickup truck that caused a chain reaction crash on I-490 and then drove off. Two people seriously injured. I'll give you all the details coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Rose in Bruno Mars. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, is searching for the driver of a white pickup truck that caused a huge chain reaction crash on I-490 and then drove off.
I
don't know how many of you happened to witness that yesterday. Two people were seriously injured in the hit-and-run crash. I mean, this poor car is demolished. If you see the photos, it looks like the back seat is near the windshield. That's how hard this truck hit the back of this SUV. There is not another county in upstate that has more deadly hit and runs than Monroe. Between 2018 and 2022, there were 28 deadly hit and run crashes in Monroe County, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
That's not great.
The victim in this case, Mackenzie Ferris, was headed home westbound on I-490 when she encountered a car on fire on the side of the highway. The car in front of her hit the brakes, and Ferris did the same. However, the truck behind her did not stop. She said it looked like the truck that hit me was going 50 miles an hour and then peaced out.
So, yeah.
They obviously know they caused this, she said, and I would hope they would come forward and just make it right. Ferris says it was a white pickup truck that hit her and caused the chain reaction, but the Monroe County Sheriff's Office says there've been 580 accidents this year alone where at least one driver left the scene. If you have info about this hit and run, make sure to contact the Sheriff's Office. The police are saying, keep your eyes and ears open. We're looking for a white pickup truck. Probably going to need more info than that, but okay. We'll let you know what we find out.
Could you imagine, like, just causing an absolute mayhem on 490 and just being like, see ya?
Yeah, peace out. Years ago, I was in a really bad hit and run. I was just driving down the road and some car came out of a parking lot and demolished my passenger side door.
Oh my God.
And then took off. So I called the police. They're like, was there any damage? I was like, well, yeah, my car. They're like, property damage. Is the light pole down or anything like that? I said, no. They're like, well, then if you just go ahead, go to the police station and just file a report. That's it?
Like, my leg's broken.
That's it? So that's what I did. I just drive my broken car to the Hollywood police station. Oh, what a pretty sight. Ugh. The things you saw in that station.
That's tough.
Quite the precinct. All right, guys, coming up on the show, please don't use my name, but I need help shutting down my rude sister-in-law after she did this to me in front of the whole family.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin Christmas, but I'm so beyond frustrated and upset, I could use some advice. No problem. We're happy to help. I'll read you the full message we received from this listener coming up after the break on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Taylor Swift on PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, I can't think of a worse time to get a pay cut at your job than right now.
It's bad timing.
Unfortunately, this is a tale as old as time. Someone plans on surprising their family with a... Anyone? Does anyone plan on surprising their family with a built-in pool in the backyard, only to find out their holiday bonus is a membership to the Jelly of the Month Club?
Oof.
Take a listen to this message we got from a listener who needs help dealing with her very rude sister-in-law after she went out of her way to tell everyone in the family about her pay cut. Hi, guys. You're literally the best, and I appreciate the laughs each morning. I need some honest advice from anyone listening. I work in an accounting firm in Rochester, and there's been downsizing going on. Luckily, I'm staying on, but I'll be making less money. My husband shared this with his two brothers. I got no problem with this. They're close. They talk often. His brothers obviously shared this with their wives. The problem is the sister-in-law that I don't like actually asked me about it at Thanksgiving. There are about 20 people there. I was sitting next to her on the couch when she said, "Hey, I heard you're getting a pay cut."
Oh.
I was so taken back that I gave her a brief explanation of what's happening. It was so incredibly rude and awkward. I think she did this just to get under my skin. I mean, who asks something like that at a holiday gathering, especially to someone you're really not that close with? I will see her at Christmas. I want to address it, and I want to let her know it's none of her business. We are not sisters. We only married men who happen to be in the same family. Maybe right. I should ask her if she's ever getting veneers because she has bad teeth.
My
husband doesn't want me to do this because
savage.
We'll be at his mom's house and it might wreck Christmas for her, but I want to shut it down. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Please keep me anonymous. No problem.
That's hilarious. That's actually the funniest thing I've ever heard.
What do you do in a situation like
this? I probably shouldn't ask this on air. I'll ask it off air. But I feel like there's a lot of situations where people find themselves, and I see it in my own family, of there are sister-in-laws that are really close.
Yeah.
And then there's some sister-in-laws that are like, ugh.
Luckily for me and my family, I mean, because things could go real south during the holidays and birthdays
right.
and all that if the sister-in-laws don't like each other. Both of my brothers married two really great women.
Heather, but do they like
Cassandra?
But do
yeah,
they?
They're close.
They are. Like they'll yeah. hang, like they would hang out, like just the two of them.
Yeah, they're close
okay.
and they get along great. And I love that,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that being said, though, this is a situation where this woman does not get along with her sister-in-law. They're not really that close, and she wants to shut it down.
Yeah.
And in my personal opinion, I know it's going to be tough because she called you out to get under your skin.
Right.
That's pretty clear that took place on Thanksgiving. So you seeing her over Christmas, I would absolutely pull her to the side and be like, "Look, I know we're not the best of friends.
Yeah.
But we're family."
She has to do it on Christmas, though?
That's when she's going to see her next.
I feel like...
Well, give her a call then and be like, "Hey, can we just be, you know,
yeah.
cordial here? Can we just put it to the side?" And by the way, my pay cut is none of your business.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it if you wouldn't announce it to the whole entire family.
So my family dynamic, like, same type of thing as, like, it's actually a combo of, like, both. Like, your situation with your sister-in-laws and then like what this person is saying. Like,
yeah,
my mom and my aunt get along. Like, they love each other, obviously, but they're just such different personalities. Like, my aunt on my dad's side's like super hard exterior and like, rah, rah, rah. My mom's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, what? You know, but I mean, they love each other and they get along, but my aunt's said some pretty off-color comments to my mom, and she's like,
off-color, keywords there.
Yeah.
People don't forget. You know what bothers me the most is the people that will hold a grudge for 20, 30, 40 years, and they'll take it to the grave with them. But family, too. It's like, they did me dirty 22 years ago. Let it go.
That's your own family, too.
Forget about it. It's just the way people carry with them because they're just so stubborn. It's like, who are you really hurting here?
Yeah.
A couple people weighing in, they're like, well, first of all, Moose, I would not suggest she do this on Christmas.
I was going to say that too. I don't know if the Christmas convo is like going to work. I don't know if the Christmas convo is going to work.
You got to do it ahead of time then.
Yeah.
Anyone else get a pay cut this time of year from their job?
That's tough.
I mean, it's probably better than losing your job altogether.
Well, we do know someone that's happened to too. So.
What?
We know someone who's lost their job the day before Christmas.
Yes, we do.
Tough scene.
Yeah, it's very tough.
Oh, when you're doing things wrong.
Yeah. Some people deserve it.
Yeah. It's inappropriate to talk about money and salaries always, especially when your salary is decreasing. But to talk about it this close to Christmas and to kind of make things a little awkward.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Good morning, Moosin. Preezy, my name is Andrea, and I am a woman that can hold a grudge until the day I die.
Me too, Andrea.
I would just completely ignore this woman if this was my sister-in-law and called me out like that in front of the family. It's none of her business, and B, you guys don't get along anyway, so screw it. Okay, that's great advice, Andrea.
Period.
Screw it.
Screw it.
That's the hardest. It's hard to enjoy the holidays when you're going there. And you know you're on bad terms with someone.
Yeah.
It's just hard to ignore them all night.
It is.
The house is only so big.
It's very true. But these things happen.
James says, women are so catty.